Family Day Ideas Unwrapped, an exhibition about art, happens on Saturday, February 16th at the El Paso Museum of Art from 2 to 4 p.m., and it's completely free to attend. Families are invited to celebrate the museum's newest gallery designed especially for children and families. Discover hidden works from their collection, including a quirky dollhouse, pop-up book, regional pottery, and more. The event is designed for those ages 4 or more. Enjoy live music, art making, and light bites. Here to tell us more about this fun family day are Claudia Ley and David Hernandez of the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi.
Thank you.
So, David, you've cooked up a fun day. I mean, this is your creation, your curation, if we shall.
Yes. So it's a pretty interesting exhibition that we're opening to the public come Saturday the 16th. Ideas Unwrapped is taking works from our permanent collection, some of them that have not been seen in quite a while. Some of them are new acquisitions, are new gifts to the museum. And it's just a celebration about art, about the ideas behind the art, what inspires artists, their process on how they created this work of art.
Right.
Some of the works that we have is were gifted to the museum many years ago from the Peter Norton Foundation. What makes these works unique from the Peter Norton Foundation is that the El Paso Museum of Art was one of the few institutions who received this gift every year for Christmas for about 12 to 13 years.
So cool.
Yeah. So Peter Norton would commission different renowned artists, international artists, to create work that was meant to be engaging, that you would sit literally on a coffee table and be able to interact with it. Of course, we can't do that, so we're presenting these in a different way.
Right.
That, you know, feature some that are augmented or explain the process a little bit more in depth and what inspired them. You know, the dollhouse that we have on view that you mentioned.
Yeah, where did you get the dollhouse from, by the way? Was this a Christmas present?
Yes, so this is from the Peter Norton Foundation. And the dollhouse is by Yinka Shonabara, who's from the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British-Nigerian artist, and he created this dollhouse, and it was it's a replica of his childhood home.
So cool.
Yeah.
Is that the furniture? Is that what's on the graphic of the invitation?
Yes.
Oh, so neat. You see this cool African patterns. So awesome.
Yeah, so he, inspired by, you know, the African prints, which you're referring to as the African prints, known as Dutch wax fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And so he recreated these little miniatures and then upholstered them with this iconic print that we associate with African American art.
How exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And you decided to kind of put together a family day around this show because, I mean, it seems like it absolutely lends itself for kids, right?
Part of it is also we're working on recreating our Ginger Francis seminar room. We call it the Creation Lab.
Yeah.
So it's a space where visitors, you know, we open it up to visitors of all ages. But a lot of times I think it comes in handy for families that might need to just have little ones take a break from walking around the museum. So usually in that space, we create an activity. We have a theme. We have it themed to either something we have on exhibition or some artwork that we have as part of our permanent collection, and we create an activity for families to go in there, learn a little bit more about what they're seeing,
yeah,
and work on something that they could take home with them.
So what are we doing this time? What are we building?
Just recently, Diane Broomer, who collected Mata Ortiz with her husband Jim, they collected
mm-hmm.
Mata Ortiz pottery, and they gifted several pieces to the museum. And so on view, we'll have selections, just examples of different works by artists from Mata Ortiz,
yeah,
including some by Juan Quesada, who started the whole, I guess you want to say, movement or the whole.
Yeah. They kind of brought it to life,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, the folks in Mata Ortiz had been making this pottery forever, but he let it be known.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we'll have an activity in there where families will get to not recreate a pottery piece, but more do more of an illustration of it. And they'll be learning a little bit about the patterns, what the patterns mean that Juan Quesada and these potters used about, what is it?
Zoomorphic.
So about animals, about the the wildlife. And so they'll have an activity there where they'll get to draw, illustrate their own pottery piece.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask you, what is CRAG?
So CRAG is a sculptural installation by artist Guillermo Gutierrez. He's a local artist. And we had it on view last year, and just recently it was gifted to the museum. And this work, what is it, Claudia? It's like 4-foot by 7-foot sculpture. It's
yes.
pretty large. It sits in the middle of the Mac Rogers Gallery.
Nice.
And it's pretty impressive because part of his process is going to a dump site in El Paso that he calls CRAG.
Aha, there it is. I'm like, hey,
yes.
It's CRAG.
And he collects just toys and electronics and discarded items that he just finds interesting. And he weaves them together and connects them to create this large sculptural installation. And it's really cool because you can walk around it and you can see and you can put yourself in his space where he was
yeah.
walking through the dump site and just look, you know, this landfill and finding all these different objects and collecting them. And what's really cool about it is that on the family day, Guillermo will be there.
Oh, how cool.
With artist Candy Prince, and mm-hmm. they'll be doing a workshop based on his processes.
Which is so much fun because, you know, I think especially kids, I mean, I know my niece, she'll just will be walking and she'll collect rocks or whatever. And then by the end of the day, there's all this stuff. So it's
yeah.
like, well, what do you do with it? Make art.
Make art.
So how long is the Ideas Unwrapped show up?
It'll be up for about a year.
Okay.
We have two local artists, Stephanie Garnica and Ivan Calderon, who have been creating these murals connected to the art.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll present them in context. You know, for example, we have a plate with Medusa's head on it. So it's placed on like a kitchen table, so to speak. And you'll see some of the materials that Vic Muniz, the artist who created this, worked with, you know, because he uses alternative materials like pasta marinara or chocolate sauce and dirt and wire and, you know, just all these fabulous, interesting materials that you would not associate with creating art. And then he'll take photographs of them. And so what's on that plate is this photograph of pasta marinara in the shape of Medusa.
Oh, well, who can't miss that? I mean, hello. So we've got Ideas Unwrapped on view at the El Paso Museum of Art. And with it comes the Family Day. The Family Day is going to be Saturday, February 16th. Ages 4 and more, bring your imaginations, bring your ability and curiosity to just jump in there and
yes.
play with art and just head on down. You guys will be open for Family Day from 2 to 4 mm-hmm. and it's completely free. So
we'll have music, we'll have light bites, fun bites for kids, you know, just really interactive, you know, for families, for everybody, you know, for all visitors.
Okay, there we have it. Today, my guests have been David Hernandez and Claudia Ley of the El Paso Museum of Art. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you,
Marina.